Preface. Coronavirus has changed our world. Normal is now history, and the new normal is emerging. Nations must adjust their short and long-term strategies. Business organizations must refresh their plans to remain relevant, and individuals must reposition themselves for the threat and opportunities that are evolving. This is a timely nudge to arise, shine, and change your world. You can't afford to approach a new world with old methods. Business as usual won't cut it anymore. A change to business as intended must be embraced. Beloved, are you tired of regimented status quo? Are you fed up with being a mere unrecognized spectator in the arena of champions? Perhaps you want to become more efficient, productive, and relevant at home, school, workplace, and society. Instinctively, you know you can do better, go further, but can't find the courage to draw from your innate reserves to do it. This book will kindle that fire and help you walk ever upward and onward to what only God knows you could be and do. If you're like me, you may sometimes wonder why mega international companies regularly refresh their brands, ranging from color codes and slogans right up to new logos. It may not look rational, but that is a change strategy that contributes immensely to keep the business going. The moral is this: good doesn't have to get bad before you consider a change to better. Change fluidity is vital for any person, venture, business, home, and ministry. And no matter how great something is, if it's not kept fresh and captivating, it will soon run out of relevance. If you can give attention to the content of this book, then I doubt you will need any more convincing to start your change journey. As we begin this new decade, this is a must-have that will help you face the next years to come with optimism and get you well-equipped to anticipate and effectively manage all the changes that will come your way. Arise and shine as the world is waiting to benefit from the changes God has called you to effect in these times. However, don't forget that you will need to start small and that you will never stop making positive impact if you don't give up.